I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to give it all away, but I remember everything. Ha! Yeah, I'm quite surprised by myself, as I sometimes are, that I haven't done a recommendation for this one, because this is now, let me check, I can give you the exact number, recommendation 886. And, of course, I grew up with Nine Inch Nails. I remember the Downward Spiral as it came out. I had it on CD and, you know, read about Trent Reznor and how he was a technician in a studio and he got, you know, when there was, he worked there at night and worked on his own thing, you know. So I was very familiar when this came out. So when he kind of started the music. And of course, Hurt was back then a big hit, you know. And I covered it with a lot of bands I was in. And it's a great song, but you, the younger audience, of course, might remember it from Johnny Cash, even if Johnny Cash, you know, he's dead already, of course. But he made a really, really cool version, also with Personal Jesus, of course, but now we're focusing on Hurt. I heard, and I guess you heard this too, that after Trent Reznor heard the version from Johnny Cash, that he was like, okay, I cannot sing this anymore because it was so heartfelt and stuff. I think the only thing Johnny Cash changed was that there was the Crown of Shit or so. I think Trent Reznor sang, and he's Crown of Dirt. Anyway, it's a great song, and I like the original, and I like the cover version from Johnny Cash. This is for me, but now this is a classic because it's so old already, and I'm surprised that I come now around to tell you, you know, to recommend it to you. I guess this is kind of not a real recommendation because I'm pretty sure that all of my audience knows this song, because I would be very, very surprised if you don't have heard of it. In the Johnny Cash version of the original, and there's lots of covers of it because it's a great song. Anyway, so it's more like a reminder. Listen to it again because it's a great song, and I grew up with it, so I'm very biased, as you can take now here. You know, I'm swooning all over. Great song. If you make music like Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor, or Johnny Cash, maybe not so much, because I'm looking for gothic rock, industrial metal, and dark wave. So industrial is most closely related to Nine Inch Nails. They had a big run when I grew up. So if you make this cool music, I have a Shellshock Radio Show for you, and I also have a Spotify playlist, which I update daily because, you know, I have nothing else to do. And if you want to be in there, in my show, or in my Spotify playlist, there's a link for you in the description where you can send me your music. I want to hear from you, and if I like it, I feature you on the show and on my Spotify playlist. And if I really, 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 really like you and think you deserve a shout out or more eyes and ears on your music, then of course I make a recommendation for you, or even want to talk with you on my little talk segment. So yeah, anyway, that's it for now, and I leave you with focus on the pain, the only thing that we... It's also very cool lyrics. I really like the lyrics. Yeah, check it out. It's a great song. And yeah, and before you leave me, of course, you know the drill. Please like and subscribe. See you in the next video. Ba-ba. Ba-ba, I said.